In what's been a confusing tangle of tariff madness, a Toronto doctor says we need a proactive approach for workers right now. Everyone seems to be trying to make sense and rationalize Trump's tariff escalation. Even Toronto city councillors on Wednesday speculated what our economy is in for and tried to keep up as things change by the week.
We don't even know what the tariffs are going to be yet. Like, is it not, should we not understand what we're dealing with?
While Trump seems to be making life as difficult as possible for companies that export to the U.S., Dr. Vanessa Reddit says we must prepare for the worst case scenario.
The economic shock of this scale could be devastating to the health of communities across the country and certainly to patients in Toronto.
Dr. Reddit is a family physician. She's been working in Toronto for 10 years. Now she works at a primary care clinic serving newly arrived refugees. She's backing a campaign put forward by Justice for Workers, who are calling for an emergency income response of $600 per week minimum. Dr. Reddit says her patients are already suffering, with many in poverty under the weight of rising rent and food prices in Toronto.
Every day that I'm in clinic, patients are coming to me with difficulties finding housing or maintaining housing. They can't pay their rent, but they also can't find any other affordable options. They may have spent months already in a shelter, found some housing, they can no longer afford it, and they're back in the shelter system. And I've seen so many patients where that has triggered a mental health crisis for them, and it has led to an acute deterioration in their mental health. Patients may have difficulties even coming to their medical appointments because they're balancing the cost of a TTC ride down to the clinic versus paying for their child's next meal. And so people are making these day-to-day trade-offs because of such extreme financial strain.
The federal government instituted temporary flexibilities for employment insurance during peak lockdown season. That was between 2020 and 2022. These were special EI measures making claimants eligible for 300 hours insurable benefits in the result of job loss. Dr. Reddit says these income benefits people received in that time were critical for vulnerable workers experiencing job instability.
We know that these types of programs are most beneficial for individuals who are already in precarious or low-paying jobs. So it's really critical for those individuals because they have very little buffer for meeting their basic needs when they face job losses or reduced income. And they're really most at risk for having declines in their health.
Dr. Reddit says the ripple effects of the pandemic have already eroded our public healthcare system. She says this ongoing erosion of our social infrastructure puts people out on the line.
I see this every day in the lives of my patients, that they are in very precarious circumstances. There is extreme anxiety, and that can exacerbate underlying mental health conditions like depression or post-traumatic stress disorder or anxiety. And for some patients, it can actually provoke an episode of depression or of anxiety.
The Canada Employment Insurance Commission has the authority to approve temporary special measures when needed. This happens in the face of emergencies, natural disasters, and trade disputes. Between 2016 and 2024, special measures were introduced 8 times. In recent years, we saw this for wildfires in Jasper, Alberta, and Banabonabee Cree Nation, Manitoba, and during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, we need it again.
So today, under my authority as Minister of Employment, Workforce Development and Labour, I'm announcing new temporary work-sharing measures that will come into effect today. These new measures will help more employers and workers access the support they need to address the harm they have already suffered and the harm we foresee based on our current assessment.
And so they did. The work sharing program helps employers and employees avoid layoffs when business activity dips or there's a decrease that's beyond the employer's control. The program is in effect until March 6th, 2026. But is this action enough to meet the demand right now for what we're up against? Toronto workers' advocates don't think so. One organizer from the Workers' Action Center says the economic strain we're anticipating from tariffs could be just as bad as the pandemic was. This is Pam Frake. Here's our conversation.
I'm wondering if you could just like walk me through where the idea came from and how will the federal government afford this? Like, where is that money going to be coming from?
Right. Well, the first thing to be said is that we're drawing on lessons from previous economic crises, from the SARS crisis to the COVID pandemic. And what we learned, sadly, in the COVID pandemic is that our employment insurance system is not up for the task of actually stabilizing the economy in a period of crisis. And when the COVID pandemic hit, our governments recognized it immediately that it was not going to be able to do the job it's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And so the government itself introduced emergency measures to provide $500 a week in weekly income support. And we believe that the crisis coming at us now from tariffs is going to be deeper and more prolonged. And we need the same emergency measures that we had 5 years ago. And the $600 a week is simply adjusted for inflation, given that we've had double-digit inflation and it was 5 years ago. So this is the minimum we believe that workers need to survive. And it's also an acknowledgement that the federal government also understood that a minimum amount of money was necessary for people to survive because they actually implemented that in the last big economic crisis. Mm-hmm. So that's, we're drawing from past lessons on this in this regard.
Yeah, Pam, you mentioned like an interesting comparison with the pandemic in, you know, the financial strain that we saw coming out of that. Do you think the economic strain that we're anticipating from tariff threats could be as detrimental as the pandemic was?
Yes. So the short answer is yes, but very likely to be a bit different because in some ways the pandemic was very concentrated. And the lockdowns were obviously a very concentrated period of time and then lifted.
Right.
What is going to be different about the issue with tariffs is that it's going to be much more, protracted, they say, but really it's just going to be more prolonged because there's some parts that are just simply not made in Canada anymore. And if there is a desire to make those parts in Canada, then the equipment and the factories and machinery all has to be updated to be able to produce those parts. And of course, that takes time.
Right.
So as the economy restructured, most economists are thinking it's going to be about, you know, at least 2 years to basically retool and reimagine the economy on a go-forward basis.
Hmm.
And some economists are pointing out that the pure erratic nature of the president, U.S. President Donald Trump, has permanently changed the trade environment for Canada because the president can't be trusted to act on a consistent, predictable basis. And so that means employers can't plan, they can't count on a certain, you know, environment being present for any given economic moment. And so by necessity, businesses are going to have to readjust their business plans, and that is going to have a devastating impact. Mm-hmm. Even without the full tariffs happening, we've seen it already. And even, you know, the whole, you know, so many people are not going to the U.S. to be tourists anymore. Some people are, you know, there's just a lot of changes that are going on that are disrupting businesses that are not even particularly impacted by the export and trade sector.
Yeah. Trump's indecisiveness, has that impacted how you're pushing this across, trying to get this campaign to the federal government when he's sort of like on and off again? You're trying to like solidify the importance of having these income supports, but then, you know, we're sort of met with like, is this going to happen? Is it not going to happen? How has that sort of affected your messaging? Yeah.
Well, And actually, I'm going to draw from the economist Jim Stanford, who is with the Center for Future Work.
Yeah.
And he had a really lovely analogy that I hope you and your listeners will appreciate. Mm. That in the book and the movie The Princess Bride, there was a character that maintained control over the people he was trying to dominate by saying to them, "I'm not going to kill you today, but I might kill you tomorrow." And so the reason why it matters that the federal government has a plan that we can bring into being as soon as it's necessary is crucial. Because one of the things that happened with the COVID crisis is that, and good for the government, honestly, like good for the government for moving so fast, for recognizing that EI was not going to be up to the task, for moving to protect communities. But here's what we learned in that process. We learned that we did leave people behind, that there were people who weren't able to access it, not just migrant workers and not just misclassified workers, but even some small businesses weren't even able to access the emergency supports. We need to think through the rules. We need to take time to learn the lessons from the last round to make sure that it's not just big corporations that are getting the funds. How are we going to support local businesses, and how are we going to make sure that workers have the income stability to continue to participate in the economy so it doesn't take down the rest of the economy? Mm. We have some time to do that, but we can't just wait for the last minute. And what the federal government has more or less said is that they're going to just wait and see what happens. And we know what that looks like. To wait and see what happens means it's, you know, somebody described it as a whack-a-mole approach to dealing with a crisis. Like once the problem presents, then we're going to deal with it. But why not prevent the problems in the first place? If we can prevent the problems, we are going to save so much money in the long run because crises in our communities have other costs and impacts that are devastating to the economy, to families, to workers, to everyone. So why not have a plan that's going to work for everyone, that's going to be effective, that's going to stabilize the economy and be ready to go with it?
President Trump's 25% tariffs on all automobile imports to the United States are set to take effect on April 3rd at midnight, provided he sticks to his word this time. The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.